back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to give props to one of our newest texters, Chris from Blue River. He was the number one voter, voter number one this morning at 7 a.m. Congrats, Chris, for getting out there and getting it done. I love it. Mark from Prairie du Sac also voted already. Newer texter from the 262 voted. Let's see, Charles from Milwaukee, he and his wife got the vote done. Congratulations to everyone for getting your vote done and being part of this democratic process. We are talking about a subversion of democratic processes that is going on as commanded by the Trump administration. If you want to know what the corruption of the Justice Department looks like, you need look no further than the prosecution of Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, and not really his prosecution, but the request to dismiss charges. I've been talking about two of the lawyers that have resigned in protest, now apparently reporting today that in a matter unrelated to the Adams prosecution, another attorney in the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office resigning. I'm going to tell you a little story about that in a moment. Here's what is extremely concerning about the Adams case. Emil Bovee, is the second in command of the U.S. Department of Justice, right under Pam Bondi. He apparently wrote a memo to the Southern District of New York and said, here are my reasons for why this prosecution should be dismissed. They're all garbage. But one of his justifications actually cut in exactly the opposite direction. He analogized this dismissal of charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams like the hostage exchange between Russia and the United States to get Brittany Griner back. I want you all to like think about this for a minute. Forget parties. Forget the politics. Using your good old thinking caps and common sense, how would it be in any way? What possible connections would there be between two foreign powers, at least up until today, adversaries, negotiating a prisoner swap, which is the very, the very literal embodiment of quid pro quo, embodiment, literal meaning, pun intended? How would that bear any resemblance in a good, healthy, democratic way to an administration dismissing charges in exchange for a mayor exerting whatever political influence he has to help the administration accomplish its policy preferences? How is that a good analogy? It's not. It's the worst analogy that you can imagine. It's an explicit admission that it was quid pro quo. And by the way, the fact that the request for Eric Adams' charges to be dismissed was without prejudice, which is the fancy legal term, meaning we can file them again, makes it even worse. It's like Trump is saying to Eric Adams, listen, you're going to do everything I say about immigration. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Not a whit of disagreement ever. I want you hitting my talking points every day. I want you marshaling up New York police officers. Get them off the street. Actually worried about, you know, crime in New York City. And I want you to deputize them as ICE agents. And I want you to conduct raids on my behalf. And if you ever deviate one little bit from my directions on any of this, well, then I'll direct my Department of Justice under Emil Bovee and Pam Bondi to refile these criminal charges against you. It's like a looming extortionary force over Eric Adams' head. More breaking news on this very subject. Four New York City deputy mayors resigned from the Adams administration amid growing turmoil in City Hall. This is what the dismantling of democratic norms does. It creates absolute no bottom. Here's the acting U.S. attorney in her resignation letter. This should be called out for what it is, an improper offer of immigration enforcement assistance in exchange for dismissal of his case. Yeah. She goes on to say, the generalized concerns you expressed, Mr. Bove, are not a basis to dismiss an indictment returned by a duly constituted grand jury, at least where, as here, the government has no doubt in its evidence or the integrity of an investigation. She goes on and drops the bomb that, of course, we have proposed a superseding indictment, meaning a new indictment that would actually add an obstruction conspiracy count based on evidence that Adams destroyed and instructed others to destroy evidence and provide false information to the FBI. It goes on and on and on. She ends with this statement. I remain baffled by the rushed and superficial process by which this decision was reached in seeming collaboration with Adams' counsel and without my direct input on the ultimate stated rationales for dismissal. By the way, neither Pam Bondi nor Emil Bove found it necessary to meet with the acting U.S. attorney of the Southern District of New York about their directive to dismiss these charges. Here's what Hagan Scotton said about this. There is a tradition in public service of resigning in a last-ditch effort to head off a serious mistake. Any U.S. attorney would know that our laws and traditions do not allow using the prosecutorial power to influence other citizens, much less elected officials, in this way. If no lawyer within earshot of the president is willing to give him that advice, then I expect that you will eventually find someone who is enough of a fool or enough of a coward to file your motion, but it was never going to be me. We come back. I'll tell you what the stakes are for these people that are resigning, why these decisions were absolutely some of the most agonizing that these people have ever made in their professional careers, and why this is a warning signal, loud and clear, to every single last one of us. My name's Maggie Dawn. We're going to take more of your calls and texts when we come back. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Dick from Madison, you'll be up first. All over, all over.